My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss the backstory of Davin's scammer Belinda and Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
Nothing would make here's how it would work. My optimal thing, she gets out, she comes clean, we're friends. That would be awesome. That's what I'm going. I would love this person who I've had a good time with to be a friend, because she's fun to talk to. Now, I couldn't spend the hours doing it if I didn't have a radio show to put together, but that would be cool. I have a friend in Africa. She stopped scamming. Maybe I learned a little something about that end of the game, which I can impart to our people and everything, and she gets out of this business. That would be lovely.
Right. A couple of factors would be with that is how well their scamming operation is working. If they're making tons of money and they've had something like this, the authorities or something like that come by and the authorities are doing nothing, they might think everybody says that. Really? Really? Or if things aren't going well with their scamming group and maybe a couple of people have dropped out, maybe she'll consider, you know what, I got to get out of here. But you know what? And on her end, even though you might offer these consequences that you talk of, there might be tangible consequences within their group if somebody steps out or drops the ball, where somebody might get hurt, somebody might get roughed up,
that's
somebody
true.
Might be disowned. So for you to say that, you have to make a choice. You
know, plus there's also money. She's got no other way to make
right.
money.
And but you got to pick and choose your battles. If you've seen another woman get harassed because she screwed up or something like that, you might be saying it. She's seeing it within her own group. So
you think this is something that she's forced to do?
I think it's something that she's forced to do.
Do you have compassion for her?
If that is the case, yes.
What about Mavis? You think Mavis is forced?
I would say yes, too.
Do you think Mavis is higher up in the food chain than Belinda?
I would think they're about the same. As a matter of fact, I think Belinda might be a little higher up.
Why do you say that?
Because she's been more insightful than Mavis has with things, and she's been more tolerant.
What do you mean tolerant?
Well, if you call Mavis on the, I'm sorry, if you call Belinda on the carpet, she's willing to explain, she's willing to be there, she's willing to, you know.
Sometimes.
Offer sometimes, more so than Mavis has. It's kind of a tough call because the investment that you have with Belinda is more than you have with Mavis. So, Mavis's end, the investment that she has with you is not as much of an investment that she has in Belinda. So you and Mavis can be more cavalier with each other than Belinda can.
Yeah.
Because she's in love with Dick Eldorado. If it was Dick Eldorado, maybe it'd be on the same plane that you are with Belinda. But because it's Mavis and you're Dick Eldorado's friend.
It doesn't even make sense that Mavis and Dick Eldorado were in love. They emailed a couple times. It was the most superficial bullshit. It's such a romance scam.
Superficial bullshit, but Dick Eldorado at the time was selling his wife's estate for big money.
Right, but I'm saying, like, to take it to the logic, it doesn't make sense why they would be in love.
They're not in love, except for the love of money. You think about it, take the love element out of that, okay? And the thing with Dick Eldorado is he was coming into money. He was selling him money, and he was pathetic, and he was in a pathetic state, and he was ripe for the picking. There's an investment there. It's not love. So to Mavis, it's important, even though she got kind of cavalier, she wants to get back to Dick Eldorado because that's the golden goose.
Now, remember with me, I wasn't ripe for the picking because they found me on Facebook and I had married on my profile.
I hate to interrupt. Pip Helix is in the chat.
Pip Helix, lass. Hello, Pip Helix. Ah, Pip. I don't know how much she's heard, but we're getting very juicy stuff, Miss Healy.
Yes, we're getting very juicy
stuff. And God was asking about you. The Lord and Savior, the big guy, was asking about you, Pip Helix. He was very upset that you were not in attendance.
Yeah. Now, Lisa says Mavis is Belinda's psycho imaginary friend.
No. That's not true, because I've gotten them both on chat.
Okay.
We verify this. Lisa, right. You got to go back, babe. You got to go back. We verified this. We thought, well, maybe they're the same person. We thought that was a possibility. All been verified. Different people. I have confirmation. You can't fool me, bitches. All right. So Belinda goes, there's no need to worry, hun, because I am not doing any of these things. I know you care about me, but thanks, but no thank you. I appreciate everything. I go, okay, we will discuss everything on video chat. I go, your friend Mavis continues to stick to her story in the face of facts. She claims ignorance to knowing anything about these profiles with your name and Agnes's name. She did admit to creating a profile with the pictures of Julie Love and your Agnes name. Because of her refusal to admit what she has done, I can't get Richard back involved with her, and I will not be able to help her. I did want to help her because of you and Richard, but I think she's lost cause. Hey, you know what, Pip Helix? Hold on, Joe. Oh. I just had a Pip, why don't you freaking call in? I'll put you on the phone, and you could join in the conversation like you hear.
All right. I got a question for you. I was busy.
Type in the number. 845-986.
Hold on. 845-986.
8804.
8804.
So, Pip, call in. What was your question, Jeff?
My question was this. When you were just reading that, who are you speaking to? Because I was busy with the chat. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was talking to Belinda.
You were talking to Belinda.
You want me to read it again?
Please, if you could.
I go, okay, we will discuss everything on video chat. Your friend Mavis continues to stick to her story in the face of facts. She claims ignorance to knowing anything about those profiles with your name and Agnes's name. She did admit to creating a profile with the pictures of Julie Love and your Agnes name. Because of her refusal to admit to what she's done, I can't get Richard back involved with her, and I will not be able to help her. I did want to help her because of you and Richard, but I think she's a lost cause. I'm telling her the jig is up.
If they do know each other.
Well, they do. I mean, we're...
There she is.
How much of the show have you heard?
You know what? When Joe noticed me in the chat room, that's when I got on.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back just a little bit for you. Because we're getting close to it and all the end of it and everything. I'm going to go back a little bit for you. But I have now threatened Mavis and Belinda that the American government or my contacts, I have not decided yet, will be going into those African cafes and cleaning them out and purging of them, and it best be in their best interest to come clean and cease and desist immediately. Fake Crazy Davin is back.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.